The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Can you hear it? The groans of creation rise in lament before the Lord, like the groans of a young woman about to give birth. Can you hear it? Creation moans with discomfort, giving expression to a pain that is beyond words in the only way she knows how. Can you hear it? Creation pleads with anyone who is listening, begging new life to arrive soon and end her suffering. Paul says, we know the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. But what is creation giving birth to? All that is born of creation returns to the dust. Her children live for a season and are gone. Her nations stand 1,000 years and fall. Her forests are felled, her mountains are worn down, and her streams are dried up. But she remains, constantly laboring for a tomorrow that will soon be yesterday. Creation longs to be free from such pointless labor. She longs to be delivered from her slavery to decay. She longs to give birth to what is eternal. She longs to be a mother to what will last. But mortals cannot give birth to what is eternal. So she continues to groan and lament and labor in a futile attempt to sate the hunger of death. Those of us who have the Holy Spirit are not excused from creation's suffering. For Paul writes, we ourselves have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. We come of age spiritually when we become aware of creation's labor groans. We lose our innocence when we become aware of creation's futility. Without even meaning to, our souls groan within us in response to this new awareness. We are disturbed by what we hear. We hear the groans of Jewish refugees clamoring for a state of their own where they will not be oppressed or persecuted. We hear the groans of Palestinian refugees who were displaced by a Jewish state when foreign powers carved up their homeland. We hear the groans of migrants looking for a better life than the one they left behind. We hear the groans of those who have suffered injustice because laws were not upheld. We hear these moans and more rising from the depths of creation, and we long to ease her suffering. Yet we are overwhelmed by her pain and feel helpless to do anything. Many who hear these groans try to escape back into the womb where the darkness of ignorance and the unending consumerism makes us feel secure. But this lifestyle is not fitting for those of us with God's Spirit. We are called to follow in the footsteps of our Lord, who dragged his cross through the streets of Jerusalem to Golgotha for the salvation of the world. We know creation's hope does not lie in her labor. It lies in her Maker, who promised long ago to save her from her captivity. As children of creation, we share a common hope for salvation. Paul calls this hope our hope for adoption, for the redemption of our bodies. This is the hope that God will adopt creation's children as God's own. All that is born of creation returns to dust, but all that is born of God is eternal. Creation's children live for a season and are gone, but God's children stand forever. Creation's children are born for death, but God's children are born for life. We will never stop being children of creation. However, we live in hope, waiting for adoption as God's own, expecting that we will be raised from the dead to eternal life, just as God's own Son was raised. We are not left without assurance. For Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to his disciples after he had ascended to the Father. And in confirmation of his divine sonship, the Holy Spirit was poured out on his disciples. If Jesus was not with the Father, the Spirit would not have come. The Spirit's presence among us gives us reason to rejoice. It means that new creation will come just as certainly as the Spirit has been poured out on us. The Spirit, this Spirit, is the Lord, the giver of life. The Creator Spirit who renews the face of the ground. Paul says that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The Spirit's sighs express a deep and abiding concern for creation. Like a stressed parent waiting for the news of a new birth, the Spirit is constantly holding creation in prayer before our Father in heaven. The Spirit's sighs join the groans of creation, rising continually before the throne of God. Like a skillful midwife, the Spirit brings a new creation to birth through the lives of the saints. Paul says, the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The sighs of the Spirit run like a strong current through this world. They sweep us along according to God's will, empowering our lives in ways that we can't even begin to understand. This is the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the earth was a formless void. This is the Spirit who gave artisans and craftsmen their skill to build the tabernacle. This is the same Spirit who empowered Samson to destroy the Philistines. This is the Spirit who selected David to be king. This is the Spirit who gave wisdom to Solomon. This is the Spirit who called the people of Israel to repentance through the prophets. This is the Spirit who rested on Jesus, empowering his ministry. And this is the Spirit who worked power in Jesus' disciples. The Spirit lives in us, ministering to the groaning creation as we wait for adoption in hope. The fruits of this Spirit are for the healing of the world. Wherever the persecuted are sheltered, the Spirit is at work. Wherever the oppressed are liberated, the Spirit is at work. Wherever new life is realized, the Spirit is at work. Wherever justice prevails, the Spirit is at work. Can you hear it? The sighs of the Spirit have joined the lament of creation. Can you hear it? The sighs of the Spirit have joined the prayers of the saints. A holy wind blows across the ground, the face of the ground, calling a new tomorrow into being. Can you hear it?